Okay, today's daf is Yud Aleph. We're going to start on the Mishnah for the new parak on Yud Reveis. I'd like to again learn today's daf was Chava Hadasa Bas Esther Malka. Okay, Vlad Chatos. Now we're going to the Mishnah is we're going to talk about some Chatos that we're familiar with, the Chamesh Chatos Mesos. So Vlad Chatos. So that's a behema that's born from a korban chatos, meaning the animal was not pregnant when you were matish it. After you were matish it, got pregnant and then was born. That's one of the Chamesh Chatos Mesos. We'll read them and then Rashi will explain them. Vlad Chatos, Utmur Chatos. So you flipped, you started to do Tmura onto an animal, and it works, so it has Kedusha, but you can't be mocked of it. Rashi will explain why. The Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleh, and a Chatos whose owner dies prior to it being Makriv, those all the Dinim are Yamusu. Those are the first three of the Chatos Mesos. This is Rashi. Rashi says, Tahani Have Hehanach He Chatos Mesos. These are three of the five. Bahanach Gimel Mesos Le'olam. These three, you put in the pen for them to die for, no matter what. Bein Lifnei Kapar, Bein Lachav Kapar. Whether you got Kapar from another animal, whether you did not get Kapar from another animal yet, he explains. Vlad Chatos Lahafi Mesos Sarei Ein Ruil Kapar, Shlohi Prisha Mitzilachav. It was never hoped for us to be a Chatos. So you can't, it's not the Chatos for the owner. A pregnant animal, you can say that it was included in the Hafrasha of the mother, the Vlad was. But Trumas Chatos, Nami Lahafi Mesa, Sharei Ba Ba Veir, the Lo Yomrikse, it comes by your Veir, I guess the concept is more, maybe from a scuffic standpoint, is that you can't, in Kategor Nasa Sanego, you can't take an Aveira and use that to get Kapara. It doesn't work. But Ola, which is not coming from Kapara, I guess you can be mocking it. But for Chatos, it can't be mocked if something was done by Aveira. So that's out the question that has to die. The Chatos Shemesu Balea, Nami Lahafi Mesa, the In Kapara Lemesim, the Mitason, Kipra Aleim. There's no kapar for mesim because their misa is a kapar for them. They already have kapar for their misa, which leads to interesting questions about if there's no kapar for mesim, why there's a drush that says it's not Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippurim, because it means you have kapar for the chayim and the mesim. What do you kapar for the mesim for if they already got kapar from the fact that they died? All these ideas of that you say kaddish and ideas like that the neshama should have aliyah. Well, they already got the kapara upon the misa, so you have to work out that concept. Okay. Now, the Mishnah compares more Chatos Mesos. Ibrosh Nasa, we're going to read the Mishnah like most Rishonim. Ibrosh Nasa She'avda, or She'avda V'nimtzas Balas Mum, because the Avda goes on both. So it was over a year, it passed its year and was lost, or it got lost, and when you found it, it was Balas Mum. Okay? So now, it says Machlokas and Tmura. We did a Nachla Veis. How to read it? But Ibrash Nasa. It was an easy way. Ibrash Nasa. It passes a year. Or Avda and Nimtzes Balas Mum. You lost it when it was Tmima, and then when you found it later, but it has a Mum. So now in Mishek Kipru HaBailim, if you found it and the Bailim did not want to get Kapara with the Behema, meaning he didn't want to sell this Behema and with the money of the pigeon go buy another carbon and use that carbon basically, then Tumus, then this behema is a Chatos Mesa, the Eina Osa Tmura, and it's not gonna affect Tmura, all of them, Eina Mosim Tmura, Lo Nanin, there's no Mi'ila, you're not supposed to be Nanin L'Chatkila, because it has some Kedusha, the Lo Molim, and there's no Mi'ila. So what does that work though? Lo nanim, Rashi says, mehem l'chatchila. You're not allowed to get any hana from l'chatchila. But ve'im nana, e'im mo'in l'mehem midoraisa. Rashi says there's no, or the Mefarish here says there's no midoraisa, ela midorabana. But there is mi'ila midorabana, which means ein mishalim erin karen bava. You just have to give the hektish, the karen by itself. You have to give a donation. But there's no chovish, and there's definitely no karban, because that would be chulin la'azara. Rad Toso seems to say the kavan. It seems that there is no mi'ila at all, not even the rabbanim. He says kavan the azul the ibud lo shaychem b'hu mi'ila. Period. There's no concept of mi'ila. V'lo karinan b'hu katshe Hashem. It's not katshe Hashem. There's no mi'ila. Seems to be a machlokas amongst the Rishonim whether or not there is actually any mi'ila the rabbanim here as well. Now, but im ad shelo kipu violin. Let's say you did not were not mocked of another carbon, and you found this behemoth that's now a mum. And you want to use it, not the Baal Mum, I guess the one that passed the year, and you want to use the pigeon money from that animal for your chatos. So when it comes to the behemoth of Baal Mum, it already has a mum. You can depose it right away and use the money. When it comes to the behemoth that's a year old, it's tira at shetestai. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Well, then, if you're using the money from these animals, it retains its vestiges of Kedusha. So then, sell it, take the money, buy another korban, but until that time, it has Kedusha status. So therefore, osa tamura, it would accomplish tamura if you tried to do that, and umolimba, and there would be me'ilah, because it still has, it's Rashi says, hoil kedusha, kedusha damim, it still has kedusha damim now. So if it has to, you still get me'ilah, it's still me'ilah when it comes to kedusha damim. Therefore, it all depends on whether or not you want to use this animal, meaning use this animal means you want to use the pigeon money for the animal. But it clearly means, when it says tirach testaiv, that has to be going on the animal that's over a year old. Because you have to let it graze until it gets a mum. Well, the Baal Mum already has a mum. It's already accomplished that fact. So you have to say that the Mishnah is only talking about that. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha Delo Kamiflagi, Umaishna Sefer De Kamiflagi. What's the reason why in the Reisha you have a distinction as to whether or not Im Kippur Bailim, Shalom Kippur Bailim? In the Reisha you don't have that distinction, and in the Sefer you do have distinction. That's how Rashi learns the question. So the Gemara says, read again, Maishna Reisha Lo Kamiflagi, Maishna Sefer De Kamiflagi. So the Gemara says, Reisha Psikale. The Reisha is a clear psak. There's no distinction. I mean, it's like, what's the why did you separate? Because that's the halakha. The halakha is that when it comes to the Reisha, Rashi says, Reisha Psikale, the Olam Yamusu. They die no matter what. There's no conditions, right? Zaha, the Mai Haflagi Ikal Fluga Bereisha. What type of distinction are you going to make before or after anything? You can say in the Reisha. You can't say it depends on whether or not the owner got kapara with another animal or not. The vlad chatas, the tumurus chatas, in hukufaya, lo havi chatas. A vlad chatas and tumurus chatas are not a chatas to begin with. It doesn't make a difference whether you got kapara with a different animal or not. This is not, they're not qualified as a chatas. I guess they're qualified as a chatas shemesos, but they're not qualified as a chatas that's roi for any kedusha. And the chatas shemesu bailim nami, ha mesu bailim. The bailim died. So what do you, the bailim died, it's clearly lipnei kapara. But if the Bailim died after you got Kapara, then what are we talking about? So therefore, Ava B'Seifa Ikal Lefluge. But in the Seifa, you can make a distinction. So I guess the Tosfos seems to say that the question is more along the lines of Rashi says, Maishna Seifa Demithili, Tosfos says, Kloma Demathli Ibrash Nasa Vishnimtis Vas Mum, Mehanat Vas Resha, Philotani Kul Bechad Bava. His question is not, why did you make a distinction in the first three, and why did you not make a distinction in the first three, and you made a distinction in the second two? The question is, why did you list all five together? So he said, we didn't list all five together because you had to make this distinction. That seems to be how we are toastless, is learning the Gemara. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamaprish Ma'os. I'm going to say, Hatani Le Gabe Tmura. So the Gemara asks, well, this Mishnah, we had the same Gemara with Tmura. This exact Mishnah is mentioned in Masechus Tmura. So with Mar-S, we already mentioned this Mishnah in Tmura. And in Tmura, yes, we already say this Mishnah in Mi'ila. So why are we saying it in both places? So Hatani Le Gabe Tmura. So Gemara answers, Tana Hasa Mishnah Tmura. There we mentioned the Mishnah because they have a halacha of Tmura. And Agav, you mentioned Tmura, we mentioned the Mi'ila halacha. Here, we're mentioning the Mishnah because, right, but Hakka Mishnah Mi'ila. We're mentioning the Mishnah because it has the halacha of Mi'ila. Since it also has halachas of Tmura, so we say it as well. But it's the same exact Gemara, just flipped around. Tosfos points it out. Hatani Gamit Tmura, and Tosfos says, V'perek Vlad Chatas, Ika Kihacha, V'tarayu Lamali, U'mashani, Hasam Mishum Tmura, Glomar, Aga, the Tani Lu Mishum, the Enosim Tmura, V'shaya Hasam, Vavit Tmura Iker, Tani Nami Din, the Enosim Tmura. Same idea. Same question. That's true every Mishnah. Every Mishnah that says Agav, we mention it in both places. Sometimes you have a Mishnah, I don't know, somewhere in Shabbos, and you mention talk about Allah, that's from another Masechta. But here, that's what they did. Okay. The halacha is by a Nazir, who completes his Nazirus, on the day that he completes his Nazirus, he has to bring an Ola, a Chatas, and a Shlomim, right? He has to bring a Keves Ola, a Kivsel Chatas, and a Ayla Shlomim. The pasuk says, the Hikri is Korban Ola Hashem, Keves ben Shnasso Samim, Echa the Ola, the Kevsa Achas ben Shnasso Tumim L'Chatas, V'yayel Echa Tumim L'Shlomim. So the Mishnah says, so the person is a Nazir. He sets aside the money to buy the karbanos. He doesn't specify which monies are going to be used for which karban. So basically, it's maos stumos, unspecified money, but they're all kashrim. So hamafrish maos l'naziruso, lo nehedin, you're not permitted to get hana'a from these maos. Right? Rashi seems to say that because it's midrabanan, you can't get. lo nehenin, v'lo ma'olim, but there's no me'ila. There's a Rambam that seems to indicate that, the Shita brings out that it's asmi doraisa to get hana'ah from it, but there's still no me'ila. But either way. Now, mace. Let's say the Nazir dies before he's makriv the korbanos or separates the money for which korban, mace, v'hayilo ma'os stum, I mean he has these, you know, sasum ma'os, yiplu nadava, you take that money, you give it to the gizbar, and the gizbar will use that money and buy korbanos in case the mizbeach needs to be filled. Ma'os miflur rashim, but let's say he was mefarish, and he said, okay, this 100 das for the kaplis, this for the olah, this for the shlomo. So it's all set aside. So what do you do with the money? So the mechatos, the money that he set aside for the chatos, yelchu v'yam hamelech. I skipped a whole very important line in the Mishnah. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. I apologize. Hamapish moslin zirusolon eni v'lo molin. Why is there no me'ilah? Mipnei shehein ru'uyim lavo kulon shlamin. Because they're all right to become a shlamin. So what does that mean? Since they could be a shlamin is kachum kalim. Kachum kalim do not have me'ilah until you're makriv the karban, and then the emurim get me'ilah. But there's no me'ilah. So since all the money here, machlokes Rashi Tosafot, but since all the money could be used as a shlamin, you can't have any me'ilah. What does Rashi say? Again, let's skip this. This is where I have something to say. Rashi says, if they shehein ru'uyim lahavi kulon shlamim, he says, klomar, tibichol mana umana, on each and every penny, basically, matzin lameimar zeheh for shlamim. You can say that this was for the shlamim. Are you getting hanaah from this? And maybe that was the shlamim money. Oh, maybe that was the shlamim money. It's a suffix. Maybe each one is the shlamim money. V'shlamim kachim kalim, and it was shlamim ima kachim kalim, they ain't behem me'ilah. They don't have me'ilah, because it's on perakama. So more than he asks, umay taima azilu kula. Why are you going to kula? And some say, why don't you just say it's bittul? Most two korbanos are one's a chatas, one's an ola. That's kachim kachim. This one is the shlamim. So it's bittul the robe, and it's kachim kachim. So, maybe say you don't say bittul applies. A bittul applies over here. Maybe for whatever reason. I think the reason is the reason why bittul is applied because it's about money. And money is a davar chashuv, and davar chashuv is not bittul. Right, it is. I think you can take that. That's money can't be bought though. So he says, "My tama azilakula." Why don't you say it's the kula? The iya mark kula ruin lahavi ola ikam ila bekulum. We call makom debe shlamim ikam enayu. The enam bnei mila. The maisle korban ila ishtachet the kamaisi kula zari. You have to kula dwan ila melun. You don't want to say Rashi is saying you don't want to say that. Oh, it's the chumra. And then if you get meila, you have to bring a korban because maybe that was the shlamim money and then it's kula lazara. So when you're dealing with kula lazara, you got to pass him the other side. But Rashi seems to indicate, Rashi does, Rashi says that it's each and every, because on each and every piece, a dollar, you can say that was shlamim money. So what happens if you mowel in the entire amount? Well, then you would definitely clearly mowel in some katas and usham money, and therefore there would be me'ilah. That's what the Tosos Yontif says. But he says, Tosos himself says a different shot. He says, a mafrish months in the ziraso, he says, the kevan de lo pirish, since he didn't specify yet, im yirtze, Yavi kol hamos l'shlamim. The kachim kalim lets him u'ilah. Not that each and every one you have a suffix could be shlamim. He could simply say, you know what? I want to bring a massive, nice korban shlamim. All the money is korban shlamim. So then, Tosfos Yontif says, according to that, if you were moel on the entire portion, in the entire amount, he's still not going to bring, there's still no me'ilah. Because he's not saying that each and every one could be shlamim. He's saying the entire amount is shlamim. Okay.
Yeah, but what happened to the other?
He's mafresh sasim. He never says that this is for chatas, this is for olas, this is for shlamim. That I'm mafresh this for my karban for when I finish being a nazir. So you don't know. So
how can we say that he separates the whole thing if he has the other karbanas that he has to bring?
So he'll bring those other karbanas. He'll bring those karbanas. Since he could say that, and if he would say that, he would just bring more money for the other karbanas. Okay. Mace, the nazir dies. Vahayla mo stumim, yipul nadava. What? I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I think it's great. I think it's a nice nafkamina between two pshatim and the. He says, "Mishum b'deishin ruin lavo kulon shlamim." The Mishnah says, "You could all be." He says, "Hamakrish ma'os nazirasa." He set aside money for when he's done as a nazir. He didn't set aside chaklas asham and shlamim. Okay, I'm not going to convince you. Okay, mace lo mace, and he has all ma'os dumin yipul nadava. Go nadava. So what happens now? Ma'os b'furashim. If now he set aside. This bundle is for chatos, this is for shlamim, this is for the ola. So the mei chatos, the money that was set aside for the chatos, yelku the yamamela. That goes and gets destroyed in the yamamela. Lo ne'anim v'lo molim. There's no me'ila, there's no molim. Because it's the chatos shemesa. The money's the chatos shemesa. Chatos shemesa dies, the money goes, gets tossed. Demei ola, because demei ola, yaviyu ola. You can bring an ola, because since the ola is a benazir, just it's a daron, it's a present, so you bring another, you can take that money and bring an ola. Umolim then, and then you get me'ila, because the money itself still has kedusha. Demei shlamim, yaviyu shlamim, you bring shlamim with them. V'ne'echolim yom echad, but most times shlamim you get 2 days and one night, here you only get 1 day. They aim to unim lechem, but they don't have. They have some of the status of the korban nazir, which is only 1 day eating, but not all the status of the korban nazir, which you don't bring the lechem that the korban the nazir would have to bring with the shlamim. Okay. Masif lo Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish is not going to ask on the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah brought a case where the maos were not kufrash. It's stam money. You didn't distinguish the money to buy certain different korbanos. So the idea what Mishnah said is that ain nani mehem, and there's no korban ila, because they're ready to be brought for something that doesn't have ila. So he says, listen, nami, let the Mishnah mention the next case. I guess foreshadowing for the next Masechta. Hamakrish maos l'kinim. Someone sets aside money for kinim. Kinim wasn't all the ones of chattas. Lo nanin, you see, you don't get enough, the lo molin, and you don't, there shouldn't be ila on any of the money. Mipnei shehin ru'uyin lahabi torish lo diya zmanam. Because a possibility exists that you would use that money and buy a bird that's not right for the Mizbeach. And if it's not right for the Mizbeach, you would get Ila. The question, I think, is a little off base, and the Gemara says that right away. He says, Amar Rava, wait a second. Amra Torah, the Torah says, B'mo'u stumim, havi shlamim. Right? Amar Rava, Amar Torah, B'mo'u stumim, havi shlamim. When it comes to the Nazir, the Torah says, set aside money, and of that money set aside, one of the things that you buy is a shlamim. When you set aside money for a king, for kinyan, for tzipor, the Torah is going to say, set aside money and then buy a bird that's not royal to go into the mizbeach. But that's not what the Torah tells you to do. He says, Amra Torah, Havi Torah, Mishalo Yizmanam, Inun Luvea. The Torah is not going to tell you. You can't say that it's a possibility that the money I set aside, I'm going to use purposely to buy something that's not royal to the mizbeach. When it comes to the Korbanos of the Nazir, I set aside money, and one of the things that I set aside the money for is something that would, is something that wouldn't have me'ila. So I can say the whole thing wouldn't be shy of me'ila. When it comes to the kinim, the way to get out of me'ila is by saying, I bought an inappropriate bird. Why would you do that? That's not going to be included in the Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Hadam, the blood of the karbanos, kal b'tchila, originally, when it starts, and we're going to explain, when it starts, it's lenient. The chamer basofo, and it becomes more machmir at the end. And the sachim, the opposite, the niske yayin and the niske mayim that are brought on sukkahs, right? The niske yayin and niske mayim, they are chomer b'tchilason. They're stringent when they start out with the kal basofon, but they become lenient at their end. How does that work? Hadam b'tchilaso, the dam originally after it was nishchat. Right, it came right away before it poured out into the. It goes to the Nachal Kidron, but the blood in your hands, Emolimbo. There's no meila on the blood. So there's no meila on the blood, but the yotzel the Nachal Kidron. But after you nizrak the blood, it all goes into the channel. It goes out to Nachal Kidron. Then you get Emolimbo, mitzurbanan. So the meila of the rabbanan. You Emolimbo. So it starts off as lenient, but it ends up being more machmir. Right, so they sell it. They pull it. You sell it. It's hektish. It's midrabanan. Hektish sells it for the people for fertilizer, and so that's a pigeon. So now they can use. Now they can. The money is going to hektish. Now hektish can use that money for hektish purposes. But that's a pigeon. No, you only add a fifth if you're mono. You're not doing meila here. Oh, they're saying I don't know.
It just said here over meila now.
But it's only me'ila midrabanan. Me'ila midrabanan, you don't add the fifth. It would be me'ila midrabanan if you didn't pull it. If someone uses it without purchasing from Hekesh, it would be me'ila midrabanan. When Hekesh sells it to you, that's not me'ila. Okay. Now, and the sachem, b'tchilasan, when you have the korbanos, before that you actually do the libation on the mizbeach, molim behen, there's me'ila. But after you do the libation, and you pour it down the sheet, and you pour it down the tubes, Yardzul lashitin, it goes down in molim ben. Once it gets down, once you pour it down, there's no meila. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Brisa that says molim badamim. There is meila by blood, Divrei Rav Meir Rav Shimon. Those are the words of Rav Meir Rav Shimon. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Molin. The Chachamim say Ein Molin. Tosos right away says, wait a second. What's going on here? What's going on here? And then the Gemara asks, my time of the Manda Amar Ein Molin. What's the source for the Manda Amar says that there's no Ein Molin law? And the Gemara will proceed to give three sources. So it seems from the Pashas of this Raisa that Rabbi Meir and Shimon, A, don't agree to the three sources, and B, don't agree to the mission that says there's no Me'ilah by the blood. So what's going on? So Toso says, right, my time at the Omer Ein Mo'olim Lo Garcina. That's not the Girsa. The Imkei Mashma, it's Mashma then, that the Manda Amar Mo'olim, the one who says it's Mo'olim, Haina Midoraisa. If they hold Midoraisa, that gets Me'ilah. The Lesley Hani Drushos to Besama. They're not going to have the next three Drushos. Vizeino, that can't be. The Habarish Hotzilo, Ka'amar, that there's no Machlokas, El Midarbanan. I'll be Doraisa, Emolin. Everyone agrees that there's no Me'ilah Doraisa. Oh, the Rav Shimon Ka'amar Hakka, the Molin, Umasmisen Ka'amar, the Emolin, El Basof, the Ratzlom Midarbanan, El Hakka Garcinan, Adkan, Lo Pirish, El Midarbanan, Aval Midoraisa, Emolin, Minahanimili. Basically, he's going to say that according to the Chachamim, there's no Me'ilah Bechlau. According to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, it seems only in the Ilam Midorabanan. So then we're going to say, this, then the sources are, how do we know that there's no Ilam Midoraisa? So everyone's going to agree to these sources. So that's how I'm going to learn it. So my time demand the Amar Ein Molin, that there's no Ilam Midoraisa. Amaula, Amar Kwa, the Pasuk says, by the blood, like Kinef Shabbos Vadam Hiv, Anina Sativ Lachem. I give the blood to you, Alam Mizbeach Lachapar Nafso Sechem. Shalachem Hu, it belongs to you, meaning there's no Ilam. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they said the pasuk says Ani nasati lechem al mizbeach lechaper nashu seichem. Same pasuk lechaper nasati velo lemiila. I gave the blood for kapara, I did not give the blood for miila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, the pasuk says ki adam hu ban nefesh yichaper. So the word who is going to be extra. Ki adam hu, and who, whenever we say who, they usually establish as it is. There's no deviation. Ki adam hu ban nefesh yichaper lifnei kapara kil acha kapara. Who means it is what it is. It's the same thing before kapara as it is after kapara. Mala after kapara, after the blood is nizrak on the mizbeach, ain't bo me'ilah. There's no me'ilah. Midoraisa, which is in the Rabbana, there is when it goes to the Achakijo, but midoraisa, there is no me'ilah. After lifnei kapara, so to lifnei kapara, ain't bo me'ilah. So the Gemara says, why are you learning lifnei kapara from after kapara? Maybe say there isn't either lifnei kapara, and when the after kapara from lifnei kapara. The ema, ma lifnei kapara, yesh bo me'ilah, say that before kapara, there is me'ilah. After Acha Kapara Yesh Bo Me'ilah, so the Mikapara afterwards. The Gemara says, so it can't be. This is the source for something that we've been saying a lot. Because Yesh Vadavar Shanasas Mitzvah, so Yesh Bo Me'ilah, this is something that accomplishes its purpose. You've done the Mitzvah, and there's Me'ilah. How can that be? It's done. So there's definitely no Me'ilah post Kapara. If there's no Me'ilah post Kapara, and then you have the word who, that means there's no Me'ilah before Kapara as well. So now this Gemara is going to ask, am I low? Why are you telling me that there's nothing that Nasis Mitzvah so, but Yesh Me'ilah are new cases that you have where you are Nasis Mitzvah so, you have accomplished the goal with the item, and there's still Me'ilah. Harei Chumas Hadeshen. You have Chumas Hadeshen, Shinasim Mitzvah so, and Yesh Me'ilah. How does that work? You have the Chumas Hadeshen, you throw it onto the side, and we say in that pile of Deshen on the side, there's nothing else to do, but until that, on that pile of Chumas Hadeshen, there's Me'ilah. You're not allowed to get a benefit from the ashes on the side of the Mizbeach, like the Chumas Hadeshen. Why? It was not as Mitzvah so. So Gemara says, the Havelet, Mishum, the Havelet, Chumas Hadeshen, and Ebreish, sorry, Hamishtaleach, Shnei Ksuv, Mabam, Echad. Those are two examples. If you have two examples, you can't learn from them. Right? The Shnei Ksuv, the Chol, Shnei Ksuv, Mabam, Echad, in Melandin. The same idea by the Ebreish, sorry, Mishtaleach, the limbs of the scapegoat, you say you do get Me'ilah, even though it's not as Mitzvah so. And the Chumas Hadeshen, even though it's not a Mitzvah, so you do get, there is Me'ilah. So those are the two exceptions. You can't live. If you only need, if the din, halacha was, that you get do Me'ilah, you don't have to say it once. Saying it twice means that these two are the exceptions. So Gemara says, Hadi Chalaman Damar Evin Sir Mashleach in any man. That's all fine and dandy. According to my Damar says, you're not like it Hanah from the limbs of the Sir Mashleach. Elaman the Amar Nani Mehen and Smachokos and Gemara Yoma Dat Samach Zayin. So he says, you do get Hanah from them. So Ma'ik Lamemar. We still only have one exception, the Chumas Hadeshen. That's to teach everything. He says, no, Mishum Dehavile is another case. Mishum Dehavile Chumas Hadeshen and Big Day Kahuna. What's Big Day Kahuna? The Begadim worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur after he takes them off. There is a machlokus whether or not or how they can be used again. One Manda Amar says, it's Shnei Ksuv Mabam Ke'echa, the Choshnu Mabam Ke'echa, Emelantim. One Manda Amar says, no one's allowed to wear those Big Day Kahuna again. Those Big Day Lavan can't be worn. But the Gemara says, Hanichal the Rabbanon, the Amar Venichon Shah Melamed Shehem Tunin Geniza. That's good according to the Rabbanon, say that Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen, they they get buried. Now no one's allowed to use them again, right? To Shapir. So now I have two cases. Rabbi Dosa, the Amar Mutal Ishtamish Ben Kohen Hedshot, Michael Neymar. Rabbi Dosa says, fine, the Kohen Gadol can't use them again, but you keep, don't burn them, get rid of those Big Dekuna, they're perfect Big Dekuna, give them to a Kohen Hedshot to learn, to wear. So if that's the case, there is no Mi'ilah by them, we're still stuck in one with one case. So he says, no, because Mishum Dehaveh, Shumas Hadeshen, Egla Arufa, Shnei Ksumim Banke Echad. Because Shumas Hadeshen, the Mi'ilah, even Snasim Mitzvaso, and by Egla Arufa, which says, you're not going to get Hana from the callus whose neck was broken after it's not mitzvah. So those are snakes who've been born. So the Gemara says, wait, honey for Mandam. That's all fine according to Mandam says snakes who born to Echad Amalandin. But there's a Mandam that says you are Melamed from snake suvin. You need three. Elamanda Amr Melamdin, right? Maik Lamemer, right? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Masechah Sanhedrin. He says that you need you need three. So Maik Lamemer. So he says, no, but one answer you'd say is okay, he takes one of the other cases that you can do a pilpul and say it's these two, plus one of the other ones that we rejected, and he holds like the side that you get mi'ilah. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, no, because when it comes to these two, there are specific mi'utim in the pasuk to tell me that these are the only two that's nasa mitzvaso and you don't do mi'ilah. He says, tre mi'uti ksive. Ksiv hasam, it says there by the egla rufa, it says, right, kozik me'ir, hahi, krovim, el-chol, yor-kartu, esedim, esa-egla, Ha'arufa benachal, the same as hay. Ha'arufa. Only it applies only here. The hay yadiya. And ksiv hasam, at shumus hadesham, it says, v'samo, extra vav, eitzel mespeach, hani in midech minilo. Only these things, only these, the extra hay in the extra hay in the arufa, and the extra vav in v'samo, teach me that these are the only items that even if nasa mitzvaso, you can get me'ilah. Everything else, nasa mitzvaso, you would not have me'ilah. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned that the Nesachim b'tchila molim behen, but when they go down into the Shitin, when they go down into the tubes, ain molim behen. So, lema masnisin delo k'Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Tzadok. Let's say that our Mishnah does not accord with the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, because he's going to say, the Sanya, Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Tzadok omer, he says, lul katan haya bein kevesh lemizbeah. There was a sort of pipe, I guess. I don't know how to say, what is it defined as a lul? A cavity. Okay. All right, same thing. There was a cavity between the ramp and the Mizbeach, the Ma'arav Shel Kevesh, on the western side of the Kevesh, and Achas L'Shivim Shana, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kehuna, the young, Kohen boys, Yardimbo, they would go into this cavity, Umebiyin Yayin Karish, and they would pull out all the congealed wine that had congealed down there over the past 70 years. Right, 70 years is something we see a lot, right? We say Echlo Shivim Shana, they had, and we say in Karbanos also, like 70 years, there was like, that was the cleaning time. Every 70 years. They would be in Yayin Karush, Shehu Domel Igule Devela. I guess they were sort of like these date cakes. They were just all congealed and gross. Yeah? Pretty nasty, okay. They're sold from Oso B'Kedusha, and they had to burn it B'Kedusha. You gotta get rid of it B'Kedusha. Kedusha, what do you mean Kedusha? I thought there's no meal on the wine once it's poured. So that's going to be the kasha. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Ba'kodesh haseich neseh shechar laHashem." We learn from this pasuk, "Kishem shenisichu b'kedusha." Just like when you pour it, you have to be kadosh. "Kach sreifasu b'kedusha." So too, the burning has to be sreifa. And for the fact that Rav Lazar bar Tzadok requires the sreifas and the chasim b'kedusha, even after it went down into the shitin, that proves that he has a concept of meila. Because otherwise, why did he burn b'kedusha? So that would mean that our Mishnah, who says that there is no mi'ilah by the Nesachim once they go down into the Shittim, cannot be in accordance with the Shitta of Rav Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok. So the Gemara says, first Gemara asks, my Mashna, how from the Pasuk of Bakodesh, Haseif Neshach Sheikh Al Hashem, do you learn out that it has to be burnt with Kedusha as well? What's that limud? So he says, my Mashna, Amaravina, Asik Kodesh Kodesh, he learns the Kedusha of Kodesh Kodesh from Nosar. It says Kodesh here, it says Kodesh by Nosar. Ksiv Hacha, it says here by Nesachim, Bakodesh Haseif Neshach Sheikh Al Hashem. Ksiv Hasam, and it says by the Nosar, the Sarafta Es HaNosar Ve'ish Vo Yechel Ki Kodesh Heim. Right, has to be burnt in the Kodesh. So, Ma Nosar Sreif Hasam B'Kedusha, Afaynami, the Nesachim Sreif has to be B'Kedusha. Fine, that's the digression. But now the Gemara answers. No, you say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok anyway. Afilu Teimel of Rabbi Lezer Bar Rabbi Tzadok. You can still say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok. And the answer is the Ikalot. The Mishnah is going to be talking about a case of when the wine is pouring down the shittim, someone sticks their hand in and grabs the wine, there's no me'ila. But once the wine hits the bottom, Rashi explains, when it hits the bottom, it gets re-sanctified because of the floor, because of the bottom. Rashi says, Hafidu tame of lozbat tzodiki, v'hada katani yarja l'shitim ein molim, it's the e-kala katani, shelo yarja l'karka ashit, it didn't get all the way down to the bottom yet. Ela kodem sheyagi l'shit pashat yarja l'mata v'kaltam an avir, he grabbed him out of the air. The hasan ein molim behen, ha yarja l'shit, but once they hit the bottom, molim behen the karka ashit mekadosh l'hu, because the ground is going to be mekadosh l'hu. So our Mishnah is talking about a case, but the guy stuck his hand in before. So the Gemara says, Ika da Amri, some learn this Shakmatari differently. Some say, Lema Masnisin Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Our Mishnah is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, the Ikala, because our Mishnah is speaking doctrine about the case of where someone stuck his hand in and grabbed it. And Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok is talking about a case when it already hit the floor. So Amri, lo. They said, no, you can't say that the Mishnah goes to Elazar bar Tzadok. Because, right, why? Because, and what does it say that, what does Rabbi Tzadok say that the mitzvah, no, Amri lo, in order to establish the Mishnah, like Rabbi Tzadok, you don't have to come up with a case that it's talking about where he stuck his hand in to catch it. When Rabbi Tzadok said that you get an eel by the wine, that's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan you get. Amri says midrabanan. So he's talking about midrabanan. So he says, v'hakha kroka nasiv lo. But didn't he bring a pasuk? Asmachta. That was just an asmachta ba'alma. Okay? Let's just do the Mishnah. Because it ends right at the end of the Gemara. The Mishnah is now going to bring the din of the Mi'ila by the Deshen, right, by the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of the inside Mizbeach, and the Menorah. So Deshen Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Deshen that's left over when they were makhtir the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Menorah, and I guess the leftovers after that's left over from lighting the candles, I guess, lo nehnim lo moli. Now I get Mi'ila from them, and now that I get enough from them, but there is no Chiyuv Korban Mi'ila. Hamaktish, b'tchila molin behen. But once you put the deshen mizbeach apnimi, or the deshen of the menorah, on the side of the mizbeach achitzon, at the place where the trumas hadeshen is, then there is iser meila, because then the product definitely got mixed in with the trumas hadeshen from the outside mizbeach, and then there would be, and that's then that, so that was there originally, and therefore there's meila. So hamaktish deshen b'tchila. I don't know how the lashon works like that, but that's what it seems to explain, that you put it down in the on the side of the mizbeach, then they get meila. Resanctified, so to speak, and there is Mi'ila. Now, Torin Shalohigi Yizmanam. You have the birds. Now we're talking about the birds. They have to be specific time when you have specific age of the birds. So if you have the Torim that are they did not reach the maturity, meaning I guess their crop, their wings, they're not golden, I think is what they say. Ubnei Yona, and the Bnei Yona that are too big. Sha'avrazmanim, Avrazmanim, Lomanin, you know, now they get enough from them, the Lomolim, but there is no Isser Me'ila, because they are not roy for the korban. And if they're not roy for the korban, they're not considered Kachay Hashem. And in order to be Me'ila, you have to have Kachay Hashem. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.